Hello, my name is Beth Mitchum. I'm from UC Davis. Hey, Louise, I've got your glasses in case I need to look up close. I've been tasked with talking about opportunities in Africa and Asia, but I have some sort of generic information, too, about how to find opportunities that I'd like to share. Overlaps a little bit with what Louise said, but not terribly, and I think hopefully you'll find it useful. So I also thought about, like, where should you look, or how do you find international opportunities if you're interested in getting involved in this? And the very first one that I want to point out is the ASHS newsletter. So I don't know if you've found this yet, but every month the International Division, which I'm the outgoing vice president of that group, we put together, with tremendous help from John Griffiths in the back, who does most all of the lifting on that, we put together a list of opportunities in horticulture around the world. Some of these are volunteer opportunities, some of these are paid opportunities, so it's a wealth of information, and if you're looking for opportunities, it's a great place to check out once a month. As Louise was mentioning, I think hosting international visitors in your lab is a great way to make connections. Even here at ASHS, as well as at ISHS meetings, there are lots of people from around the world. Introduce yourself, meet these folks, invite them to come and spend time in your lab or arrange to go and visit them sometime. I think those personal connections can really lead to lots of different opportunities. I'm going to talk a little bit more about Fulbright, the Fulbright program, and some of the different kinds of awards they have and how you go about applying. You could join international organizations like AIARD, which is the Association for International Agricultural Research and Development. It's a great place to network. You're going to meet all those companies, the NGOs who do the development work. You're going to meet a lot of researchers who work in that space. So it's a great place to get some information. You can register with some of these NGOs and put in your area of expertise, and then they will contact you when they have a need for someone in your field. So that's another way to get involved. And you can also apply to be a AAAS fellow with USAID in Washington. A number of faculty members have done that. Peter Hurst from Purdue is currently a AAAS fellow at USAID. So that's a great opportunity.
Jefferson Science Fellow.
Oh, he's a Jefferson Science Fellow. Okay, a different opportunity there. So, of course, there's also consultant opportunities, and Louise has talked about these in pretty good detail. These can be really short to longer opportunities. You know, it could be up to a whole year or as short as 2 weeks. And again, you can register with various organizations, and they'll let you know when opportunities come up. So one such opportunity is the Farmer to Farmer program, and you know, the name sort of makes you think it's just for farmers to go abroad and meet with other farmers, but it's actually not just for farmers. Students can get involved, faculty can get involved. There are a number of organizations you can see here that run these programs in different parts of the world, and actually UC Davis just applied for a Farmer to Farmer program that we're hoping would provide opportunities for graduate students to go abroad and do these kinds of activities. So stay tuned on that one. We'll see if we get it. Okay, so Fulbright opportunities can be for faculty, students, and also for professionals. And they can be research opportunities, teaching opportunities, or a combination of the two. And on the Fulbright, in the Fulbright catalog, you can search for opportunities based on how long do you want to be gone out of the country, what part of the world do you want to go, and what activity do you want to get involved in. So if you go to the Fulbright Scholar Program page, you can see, you know, there's programs for U.S. scholars, for visiting scholars who are coming to the United States, and also for U.S. institutions. So if you click on the Fulbright U.S. Scholar Program, it takes you to a page where you can then go either into the application directly, or you can go into the catalog to see what opportunities are available. So when you get into the catalog, then you come to this page where you can do a search based on the region of the world that you're interested in or a particular country within that region. So in this case, I picked Thailand, and then I also picked the area agriculture. Unfortunately, horticulture is not on the list of things, but so you'll have to go to agriculture and then sort through the opportunities. And then you can search the awards. So when I did this search, I came up with two opportunities related to Thailand. One was for either research, teaching, or a combination of research and teaching, and for lengths of 4 to 6 months in country. And this is for all disciplines. And then the other one is a multi-country award where you actually could go to multiple countries in the Asian region. And here it was for research and for 3 to 6 months. And so those are two opportunities that are currently in the catalog for this coming year. Now, I also looked at Rwanda because we're talking about Africa here as well. And I did find this opportunity for either teaching or a combination of teaching and research in either the STEM area or in the agriculture area. And this was for a 6 to 10 month appointment. So the deadlines are coming up soon for the Scholars Program. I believe it's September. It's in September, September 8th, I believe.
I believe September 15th.
September 15th.
It's always in August the 1st, and this year the program's improved.
Right. They made it a little bit later this year, which maybe is a good thing for you. There are also postdoctoral and early career awards that are particularly for people who either have finished their graduate, their PhD, or are going to finish their PhD by February 1st, 2020. Okay, so you can apply now even if you haven't quite finished your PhD, and you can apply for one of these awards. So also for students, there are awards. So this is one of the pages from the U.S. Student Program. You can see the different regions of the world that are available. And in this case, I picked East Asia Pacific as a region. And then you can go by country, so you can highlight the country on the map, and then it will take you to the opportunities that are available. Okay, so for student opportunities under the Fulbright, you can be an open study or research award, and then there also are English teaching assistantships that you can apply for. If you're not a U.S. Student, you can look for the Fulbright office in your country to see what opportunities might be available to you there. Okay. You can also, as Louise was suggesting, go to your grants or fellowships office at your institution. They can be a good source to find funding for different opportunities. Look for travel scholarships to conferences that seem interesting. They may be conferences abroad. A lot of conferences do offer scholarships. You can get funding to help you get there. And then, of course, when you get there, you're going to do that networking to meet folks and develop relationships that can lead to opportunities. One example of a multi-year fellowship that can help support work on policy and other field work is the Leland International Hunger Fellows Program. You can also, I mentioned earlier, the AIARD, they have a Future Leaders Forum that you can apply for, and it gives you a scholarship to attend their conference, which is a great place to network. You could consider WOOFing, which is something I didn't know anything about until recently, but this is a Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. You can apply to go many places around the world and work on an organic farm. Great place to get some experience and an international experience and also some farm experience. And I already mentioned the farmer-to-farmer opportunities previously. Okay, so I have just a few examples of some opportunities that were in the last issue of the ASHS newsletter, thanks to John Griffiths. So this is a short-term consulting opportunity for mid to late career professionals. Actually, here what they're trying to do is build their roster of experts. So they're calling for people to send in their sort of their CV, saying what their expertise is and what they're interested in doing. And they're particularly looking for the area of food security and climate change activities. This one's pretty specific for vineyard management in Pakistan, and it's for a short-term paid vineyard management consultant. This one here is related to high iron bean, and they were looking for someone to come for 12 weeks and help with good agricultural practices in a number of countries in Africa. And they're also looking for a postdoctoral fellow to work in bean breeding. And this is for the Pan-African Bean Research Alliance. So this is up to a two-year opportunity for a postdoc. In Guinea, there's an opportunity to help with gardening techniques. And this is a 17-day assignment, so it's a relatively short term. I've been to Guinea in the last couple of years, and it's a very interesting place to visit. And then finally, this one on organic strawberry production and IPM in Timor-Leste is another opportunity you could explore. So these are just some opportunities related to Asia and Africa that I pulled out of the most recent issue. Every issue you're going to find different opportunities, so there's a lot out there. Finally, I just want to end with this teaching opportunity in Bhutan. It's kind of interesting in that it's for 10 months of assignment, and they're looking for someone to teach one or more undergraduate courses. And it comes with, it actually pays a stipend, it gives you travel and relocation assistance, even can help to pay for tuition for children you might bring along with you, and there's some additional benefits that come along with it. So, if you want to take a sabbatical and then go someplace like this, do some teaching abroad, those opportunities definitely exist. And I wanted to mention a former colleague of mine, Britta Hansen, put together a list of all sorts of web pages that have opportunities, international opportunities, including, and I shouldn't fail to mention, the Feed the Future website for USAID, agrilinks.org, which has a lot of information, and you can sign up for weekly webinars and emails with opportunities that will come to you automatically. So I have a few copies of this, and if you don't get a copy, I also have a sheet where you can put your name and email, and I'll be happy to send you a copy of this list of web pages. Oh, there was one last one, I guess, here. Hydroponics in Sudan, but this one's coming up really fast, so put it at the end. Very good. Thank you so much for your attention.